This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's defense minister said he's optimistic of further Western military aid during a visit with his French counterpart in Paris on Tuesday.
So we will see, but I'm an optimist, and I think it will be as soon as possible.
Ukraine is pushing its Western allies to provide it with fighter jets a week after winning pledges of sophisticated modern tanks to help it beat back Russia's invasion after almost a year of fighting. Speaking at a news conference following the meeting, Ukraine's defense minister said he and the French minister did not discuss specific brands of fighter jets in their talks, but discussed aviation, quote-unquote, platforms to help Ukraine's ground-to-air defense. Ukraine's prime minister announced a summit with the European Union will take place in Kyiv on Friday that would send a, quote, powerful signal to Moscow and the world almost a year after Russia launched its invasion. Also on Tuesday, Ukraine says it was expecting up to 140 modern tanks from its Western allies as Russian forces claimed new ground close to the frontline hotspot of Bakhmut. Pakistani authorities are scrambling to determine how a suicide bomber was able to unleash an explosion into a crowded mosque in Peshawar, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Monday morning's bombing, which has left at least 100 people dead and well over 200 wounded, has raised alarm over a major security breach at a time when the Pakistani Taliban, the main anti-government militant group, has stepped up attacks. Counter-terrorism police are investigating how the bomber was able to reach the mosque, which is inside a walled-off police HQ compound called Police Lines. The country's defense minister has accused the Pakistani Taliban, known by its acronym TTP,